Das andere ist, was ich gerade erlebe, ist, dass wenn irgendwie negative Gefühle aufkommen, irgendwas Aggressives, Ärger, Wut, Angst, was auch immer, ich damit umgehe, indem ich quasi da eintauche, und anstatt quasi davor wegzulaufen, das nicht fühlen zu wollen, das extra zu fühlen.
Ja.
Und vor allem die Frage zu stellen, woher? Woher kommt das?
Was kam vor dem Gefühl? Nicht woher kommt es, das regt so sehr zum Denken an.
Darf ich noch kurz?
Ja.
Das Ding ist, sobald ich diese Frage stelle, ziehen sich die Kilesas zurück. Und ich bin glücklich und happy und zufrieden, weil Wut, Ärger, was auch immer, sind weg. Aber ich kann es halt nicht an der Wurzel packen.
Warte mal, ja? Und wenn du woher kommt das fragst, was passiert dann?
Ja, dann gehen die weg, die ziehen sich zurück, die
Ja. Du willst nicht wissen, woher das kommt, sondern das Gefühl der Wut oder des Ärgers. Was kam vor dem Gefühl? Welche Gedanken, welche Erinnerungen, was auch immer? Das willst du wissen. Und wenn du das hast, ne, dann fragst du, was kam davor? Du rollst einfach diesen ganzen Vorgang zurück. Natürlich ist es dann weg, weil du was anderes, ne? Weil du das Brennholz rausnimmst aus dem Feuer.
Ja, ja, ja.
Habe ich doch erklärt, oder?
Möglich.
Möglich. Vor 3 Tagen habe ich es erklärt. Was? Du musst wirklich schauen, ne? Okay. Natürlich ist es weg, weil wir das Fuel rausnehmen.
Ich gucke ja halt eigentlich, okay.
Erstmal akzeptieren.
Und dann bin ich aber so, aber warum?
Nein, nicht warum. Du willst nicht wissen, warum, und du willst nicht, ne? Du willst wissen, welche Art von Gedanken kam vorher, was für Erinnerungen kam vorher, welches Gefühl, hat vielleicht ein Moskito gebissen oder sowas. Das kann alles sein. Du willst einfach nur den Ablauf wissen. Ne? Das will das Herz wissen, es will verstehen, wie diese Sachen entstehen. Ne? Nicht warum.
Aber
warum
dann
geht der Gedanke?
Was? Die Kilesas wollen nicht, dass ich das verstehe.
Natürlich wollen sie es nicht, ne? Aber du weißt doch, was vorher kam. Das kannst du wissen. Ne? Aber das Warum, das wollen die Kilesas natürlich nicht wissen.
Ja.
Deswegen trickst du aus und sagst, was kam vorher. Auf ist aus, Klaus. Anna, you can come. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to wait. I mean, we are not here in England, where we wait in line for the bus. Eine Papaya da.
I lost 4 kilo already. No
problem. Doesn't matter. I mean, in no time you have it back.
I eat a
So, who was first? Yeah?
Well, I have a few questions.
Doesn't matter.
Well, my first question was, there's been questions that have been on my mind for a while, but that really relevant to the practice.
Yeah.
my first question is something about gossip.
Yeah.
Because I saw some kind of list.
Some sort of what?
List.
List?
Yeah. Names on it of months which Mahabhua apparently acknowledged to be arahants.
Ah, that's forget about it.
Not true.
Most of it, it's not true. Some of them might be. Yeah. I mean, I've seen the list. You know, I mean, I've seen it. I mean, it was 10 years ago. Yeah. Lumpuli, yes. Ajahn Bantai, yes. Yeah. of his monks, yeah.
So the reason I was curious about that is also because I'm not really interested in to get something much from an arahant or something like that, but I just want to get the real teaching. So I met quite some monks, and out of all the monks, I chose four to follow a bit.
Yeah.
Listen to them. And most of the time, they have quite the same teaching, but from a different point of view sometimes.
Yeah.
And I try to see what is quite the same, and that is what I follow.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's hard when one person says another thing and one person says another thing, and I get confused, and
yeah.
I don't want to be confused much. So,
It's even a problem if you follow four arahants, even though they say the same things, they use different words, and that confuses the lay people. Yeah? They mean the same thing, yeah, but they use a different way of describing it. Yeah, so that's why I said, you know, don't go around, you know, and then look for arahants. If you have somebody, you know, I mean, you trust, then trust him, yeah? Until you feel you cannot trust him, and then look for another one. Just go with one. Whoever that is, yeah? And when you feel, you know, that he can't answer your questions, you know, to the satisfaction of the heart, not to the satisfaction of the mind, yeah? Then look for somebody else. That solves the problem, yeah? Linda.
So I have another question about karma, because always when I bring up a question about karma, I feel like it gets put down and can be answered, or is it something that can be spoken about?
Who said so? I mean, I talk very often about karma.
Yeah, but not into detail too much, right?
That is, it is very difficult, you know, I mean, if you have a specific situation, yeah, to say, you know, where it is coming from. I mean, a Buddha can do that, yeah, because he can see your previous life, yeah, so he knows exactly where it is coming from, yeah. I mean, most of the arahants even can't do that, yeah. He even, you know, the Lord Buddha even said it, you know, I mean, to understand karma, it is very, very, very difficult to understand. I mean, the real karma, yeah? I mean, you can have this, you know, this kind of karma, you understand, yeah? So, of course, you know, people don't know it, yeah? And it is not, you know, it is not within the scope of an arahant to understand all of it, yeah? Because he has to be able, you know, to see, yeah? First of all, he has to be able to see his previous life, but also to be able to see the previous lives of other people. So then he can explain where it is coming from. Okay?
So I have two questions about karma. Maybe you can help me with that.
Yeah.
first thing is, I think I told you before, my father committed suicide 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And I think, if I remember correct, the come out of that is that you will do it again for like 100 times, right?
Yes, that's... I mean, I cannot vouch for it, but that's what I heard. From monks, you know, I mean, it will be, I mean, all these things, yeah. I mean, you have to think about it, you know. What did the Lord Buddha say? If I do something, you know, if I kill a person, if I kill a human being, yeah, it will come back 1,000 times. I will be killed 1,000 times, yeah. So if I kill myself, yeah, yes, if I kill an animal, it comes back 100 times, yeah. And if I kill an arahant, it will come back, you know, indefinitely. Yeah? I mean, the more pure the person is, the more often it comes back. Yeah? So, and that's why they probably have, you know, 500 times for killing oneself. Yeah? But you don't know in which state he is. Maybe it was the last one. Yeah? 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 Or maybe, you know, he does it three or four more times, yeah? This, you can't say, yeah?
Intention creates karma, right?
Yeah, intention makes karma, yes.
But if he, in the next life, for example, he would do it again,
yeah.
Again, an intention to kill himself, so isn't it like endless karma?
Well, that is very difficult to answer because I really don't know that. Yeah, but I wouldn't think it. You know, because I mean the intention makes a karma. If he has the intention to kill himself, you know, or if he has, yeah, sometimes he just has the urge to kill himself. Yeah, the urge is a karma. Yeah, the intention is a new formed intention. So I would. Yeah. It's very difficult, you know. I mean, about this, you know, I don't know. You have to ask the Buddha. But anyway, you don't know, you know. Maybe it was his last suicide, you know. Or maybe, you know, he has three more, or it was the beginning. I mean, you could see it, you know, from the fragility of your father, yeah? I mean, what you can do is, you know, I mean, you can send him a lot of metta, yeah? He might not be able to receive it because now he's in hell. But you can also, you know, share the merit, yeah, of your practice with him, yeah? So the moment he comes out of hell and he is born as a ghost, you know, yeah, then he can receive it, yeah? That's all what you can do. Yeah? I mean, worrying about him, you know, doesn't help him in any way. Yeah? Okay, the second?
Second was, for example, person one does something bad to person two.
Yeah.
Then person one will, in his next life, get something bad back, right?
So, let's let's talk. Person A does something bad to person B. Yeah. Yeah?
The person A gets something bad karma back.
Yeah, in the next life. Normally, it's the next life. Yeah. I mean, if he says a bad word, you know, it might come back in this life. Yeah. if it is not really that serious, it might come back. You know. I mean, it's just like, you know, fruits. You know, some of the fruits ripe, you know, take longer time to ripe. Yeah. I mean, karma takes some time to rise. Yeah? So some of the karma can come back in this life, but this is mostly light karma. Yeah? But most of the karma will come back in the next life, and some of the karma comes back in a few lifetimes. Yeah? But then they come off very often, very often. It's just like a fruit tree, you know. Then every year, you know, it bears the fruit, you know, until, you know, it is exhausted. So you better don't make any karma. That's the best thing. Or make good karma, you know, that also comes back. Yeah?
But my question is, interesting about it really is then it would seem that another person, person B or C or D,
he would do that.
Yeah, but then does he even have a choice to make a different decision?
Yes, we have choice. We do have choice, yeah? So, if A does something bad to B, yeah? Then A is reborn, you know, sooner or later, you know, as, let's say, person A. And then person X or Y comes, you know, and does something, the same thing that he did to B, they do it to A, yeah? But it's not B that does it back to him.
No, I understand, but then it seems like X or Y is already set to do something bad, because otherwise how can A get the karma back? And then does X and Y...
Sometimes it really depends on the karma, yeah? A kills B, yeah? So, in the next life, A is reborn, yeah? And he walks on the street and some car kills him without intention of the driver. That can happen. But it also can happen that somebody, you know, because, I mean, he vibrates the energy, yeah? So other people pick it up, yeah? And then they want to kill him as well, yeah? Because he has this energy, you know, and that makes the other person very aggressive, you know, and then he kills him, yeah? But it can also happen in an accident, yeah? So it doesn't have to happen, yeah? There must not be a person involved who has the intention to kill him, yeah? It can be also, you know, they're both, you know, on different sides at the war, yeah? And this person, you know, just shoots, he doesn't have really the intention to kill her, yeah? But he shoots her, yeah? Because he has the order, you know, any enemy, you know, has to be shot, yeah? Or he becomes a hangman, you know, and, yeah? As long as we don't enjoy the killing, yeah? Then it is no karma on our side, but this person receives the karma, yeah? I mean, it is very detailed, you know, and it is not clear what is going to happen, you know, it depends on the situation, yeah. But yes, if somebody else sees this, you know, then he will get back. That's why, there is a story in the suttas of these two women who have one child. You remember that? No? They went to the Lord Buddha, yeah? C was the mother, A was the mother of the child. And B said, no, I'm the mother of this child, yeah? So they fight over this child, yeah? So they came, you know, and came to the Lord Buddha and said, please, you know, please make a decision, yeah? Who is the real mother, yeah? And then he asked them, how many lifetimes do you want to do that? Last time, B was the real mother and A wanted the child, yeah? And you did that for 7 lifetimes. Don't you want to stop? So, as long as we don't have an incentive to stop, it will go on and go on and go on, yeah? Okay, understood?
But it's not clear yet.
I mean, yes, understand the principle, yeah? I mean, that's why I said the principle, yeah? Don't worry about what other people, you know? I mean, that is their karma, yeah? Worry about your own karma, yeah? Because to understand other people's karma, you know, I mean, it is pretty much impossible for us. Yeah? To understand our own karma, it is possible, yeah? Because we can trace it back, you know, trace it back to our heart and see what kind of action leads to this kind of karma. Yeah? And we see it in our heart because it's still there.
I like to believe karma because it helped me to deal with bad things happening to me way more easy. So I like to believe that.
Yeah. I mean, there is no doubt that there exists karma. Yeah? And that only the things that you have done unto others will come back to you. That's why we have the saying. I think in Dutch you also have to say, don't do unto others what you don't want others to do unto you. For whatever is happening to you, is that what you have done unto others? And then makes things so easy. It makes life extremely easy, yeah? Because we don't get angry with our boyfriend or with our father or parents, you know, or family or relatives or government or things like that. Yeah? Because only the things, you know, will happen to us, you know, that come to our karma. Yeah? And the rest of us don't even try to understand. Yeah? Yeah.
So, another question about the five karmas.
Yeah.
Consciousness.
Yeah.
Can it arise by itself? Because in my view, it has to arise with the other karmas, right? It can't arise on its own, does it?
Without consciousness, you don't even know what is arising.
Yeah, exactly. So does it arise together with one of the four karmas?
It doesn't have to arise together with one of the things. Yeah? Consciousness, yeah? If you look at consciousness, I mean, normally you don't even see it arising and ceasing. Yeah? I mean, you can't, if your sati is extremely good. Yeah? It is like, you know, like in a movie. Yeah, I mean, when you went into a cinema, yeah, and they played, you know, these film strips, yeah, and then between each picture, there's a black bar. Yeah, so when the film or the movie was not synchronized, yeah? I mean, you sometimes could see this black bar. And that is when consciousness disappears, yeah? And instantly appears again, yeah? So you actually have only, you know, your whole life is just one picture after another picture after another picture. Within this consciousness, other things can arise, the sense data, yeah? But it doesn't have to be. Things, you know, the five khandhas can arise on its own, yeah? It can be triggered by another khanda, but feeling can arise on its own, and it triggers thought, memories, yeah? Memory can arise on its own, and then triggers feeling, yeah? So, these five khandas are independent, yeah? But they can, of course, trigger other khandas.
Mm-hmm. But how can I experience no feeling without consciousness being with.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, consciousness has to be there. Yeah? But it doesn't, you know, you don't have, you know, your consciousness can be there on its own. Yeah. Normally it isn't, but, you know, it can be there on its own. Yeah? When there's no feeling, no thoughts, you know, I mean, there's still consciousness. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for instance, the Echana. Neither consciousness, neither perception nor non-perception, yeah? So you don't, you know, there's no feeling, there's nothing, you know, but it is, yeah? But consciousness is still there. So things don't have to happen, yeah? But normally, you know, for our life, yes, there's always something happening, yeah? Some sense data coming in, yeah? And then memory is working very hard to tell us what it is. Especially when you sit in your kuti, you know, you've never been in the, you know, kuti, and then you hear some noise, you know, memory, what is this, yeah? Is it a rat, is it a snake, is it a, you know, what is it, yeah? Hmm? And then you open your eyes and it's a little gecko. A ghost, you know, somebody knocks on your door or window, yeah? And then you look, you know, it's one of these bigger tukas, you know, with a tail, you know, they knock on your window. Yeah? It's not a ghost. But your memory says ghost, you know, and then fear comes up and so on, yeah? Or it says snake or whatever, you know, and fear comes up, yeah? So memory is very deceptive, right? I call it association, yeah? Because that's what we associate with the sense data that comes in. So what?
I have three more. Then. I was just wondering, because there's a lot of bad stories sometimes about monasteries. Sometimes there's a lot of bad stories about monasteries.
Monasteries, so, yeah.
So my question was, what gets done with the money and gifts that
Oh, money! Not monasteries.
Money that it gives to monasteries.
Yeah.
Give money to monasteries.
Yeah.
What happens?
I don't know what happened. I mean, they just, you know, they just got somebody into jail, you know, because, I mean, he kept all the money, yeah? I mean, in Thailand it is very clean. Huh? I mean the Thai people. Yeah? I mean they look out, you know, what the monks are doing. Yeah? If they find one of the monks is not doing correctly, they report it to the authorities. And if it is against, you know, if it is against, you know, there's a group of monks, 20 monks, you know, who are elected, you know, who look after, you know, the whole Sangha in Thailand. Yeah? If they see this is not correct, then he's been chucked out as a monk. Yeah. But for you, the important thing for lay people is whatever you give is your good karma. Whatever this person does with it, it's his karma. That is difficult to understand for the Western mind, I understand that, yeah? Yeah? Because we want to, you know, we want to give something, you know, and we want that, you know, that this money is put into good use, yeah? Forget about it. Your karma is, yeah, to give, yeah? And that is the karma that you get back, yeah? What the other person does, with whatever gift you give him, that's his karma, yeah? I mean, it helps a lot to think in this way, yeah? I know, you know, I mean, especially in Western, you know, especially in Germany, no, we can't give, and you know, this is not a good monastery. Of course it is much more, for the Thai people, you know, if they know, you know, he is really an Arahant, then everybody goes and gives him, yeah? Because then, you know, and the return rate is higher, yeah? But even if he is just a normal human being, the return rate is already high, yeah? But, you know, the more pure this person is that you give to, yeah, the higher is the return rate.
I understand, but I don't want to give something to get something in return, because I'm...
Yeah, then just give, right? Yeah. I mean, that is the lowest form of giving. The middle form of giving is the joy to give, yeah? Without thinking, you know? And the highest form of giving is, you know, giving without even knowing that one is giving. Yeah? Of course, this has the highest form of return as well. Yeah? Yeah? And then give, you know, because there's a lot of joy in giving. Yeah? And don't worry what other people are doing with the money. Yeah? I mean, when you look in your heart, you know when to give and when not to give. Yeah? Even I know, you know, I mean, sometimes, you know, I give to a person where I think, but, you know, I have to give, yeah, because it's his karma that I give. No, so, yeah. Okay. No, next.
The question about ghosts, because yeah? I don't recall ever seeing them or hearing them or anything like that. But how is it possible to get to see them?
To get to see them, it's the same thing, you know, I mean, to get to see our previous lives or next lives, yeah. I mean, you can see devas, you can see ghosts, you know, but, you know, it takes a lot of training. Your mind has to be completely calm. And you have to be in an area where the ghosts are, yeah. Here they are, I mean, I haven't seen any here, yeah. So, I mean, you probably won't see them. But if you go into a lonely cave, you will see them, yeah. Or you might see devas, yeah. But only, you know, only if your chitta is calm and if you don't have any expectation. Yeah? Because they come, you know, in all sorts of forms, yeah? So if you think, you know, this is, you know, I mean, they should come like this or should come like this or they are like this, yeah? Or the devas are like that, you're surprised when they come, yeah? Or when you see them. Yeah? Sometimes you just see them in your, as an nimitta, you know, sometimes you see them, you know, with When you sit in meditation or whatever, there is a way, you know, but you have to be in Aksa Samadhi. You have to be in Upachara Samadhi. Yeah? And if you're good in Upachara Samadhi, before you enter Upachara Samadhi, because within Upachara Samadhi you cannot do anything because things are just happening. Yeah? You cannot form a thought because then you're not in Upachara Samadhi. So before you go into Upachara Samadhi, you form the wish to see this or to see that or experience this or experience that. Yeah? And then you go into Upachara and maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't happen. Yeah? That's why I call, you know, Upachara Samadhi a train station, yeah? All trains, you know, lead in different directions, but we cannot read the signs, so we cannot go there. You have to learn how to read the signs, you know, in order to be able to go there. Also in other realms, if you want to go in other realms, yeah? Next question.
Last question. This is about practice a bit. Yesterday, in the morning, I was quite lost in thinking.
Yeah.
Later, I listened to the talk of you again, and then I got to the present, and then my practice went quite well, actually. And in the evening, when I feel hurt and I was calm for quite a while, I just tried to go to my back, and I see it jump from one place to another.
Jump from one place to another? What? Your spine?
No, not my spine. Like pain.
Oh,
like
okay.
Disappear and go to another place. Mm-hmm. Disappear and go to another place.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be like that.
Yeah, but where does it end up? You have to follow it.
Yeah, that is my question. How to proceed? Should I just watch it or what?
When the pain goes from the right knee to the left knee, yeah? I mean, then you follow the point to the left knee. And you ask the same question, what is pain? Yeah? Where is the pain? Yeah? And then it disappears, you know, and then goes to another place, and you go to this place, yeah? Ask, until it shows you where it's actually coming from. But that takes a lot of persuasion.
So just follow it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. If it's not strong enough, don't even bother with it. The pain has to be so strong that we cannot concentrate on the Buddha or on the breath anymore. As long as we can concentrate on the breath, we could just go back to the breath or we go back to the Buddha. Yeah? If it's just slight pain, you know, and you know, a little bit annoying, you know, then we just go back to the breath until it becomes really substantial. Yeah, and then it becomes a perfect meditation object because it doesn't disappear. Like our Buddha disappears, you know, goes there, you know, breath, you know, yeah. But this kind of pain doesn't disappear. Yeah? Yeah? That's why we can focus very well on it. Yeah? Okay?
Okay, because you teach, for example, also, if I hear you teach about seeing the body or Upachara practice, if I say correctly, to see the insides of the body later and cut the body in half.
That's only if you have enough, sati. Nah? That is investigation. Nah? But we don't mix up samatha and vipassana. Vipassana is investigation. When we do samatha, we do samatha. The only exception is when the pain becomes so strong that we investigate the pain. But nothing else. Nah? Sometimes the mind becomes so calm, yeah, and then you know we think, yeah, we think we should investigate. No. Yeah? We set ourselves a time, yeah, okay, for 1 hour or for 2 hours, I just do samatha, yeah? And then after that, when the mind is calm, then we decide, okay, for the next hour, for next half hour, I just do vipassana. If we mix this up, it never gets any result, yeah?
No, for that I understand, indeed. But, for example, I like to listen to, I don't know if you know a monk called Pramod?
No.
Okay. He was a student of Monk Dun. And he, when I listen to him, he rarely speaks about seeing the body, for example. He mostly talks about seeing the mind. And
seeing the mind?
Yeah, seeing like...
You cannot see the mind.
See.
You can see the khandhas.
Yeah, like...
You can see, you know, the thoughts arising. You can see the memory arising. You can see feeling arising.
Yeah, like that.
But the citta, yeah? I mean, the citta you cannot see, because that's what you are, yeah?
Mm. No, I mean, indeed, the khandhas.
Yeah. Don't concentrate on the mind khandhas, concentrate on the body khandha. And with the body khandha comes also the vedana, the bodily vedana. Yeah? Vedana has two aspects. It's the bodily vedana and it is the mind vedana. Yeah? So concentrate on the bodily vedana and on the body. Yeah? You have to see it, yeah? That takes, you know, for some people it is easy because they did it in their previous lives. They just need to look, you know, and the image of the body comes up, yeah? Other people, you know, like me, you know, I had to work nine months, you know, 12 hours a day, you know, to be able to see the body inside, yeah?
But is it necessary to see the body inside when, in my view, how we view the body is in our memory and thinking and...
Now, how you view the body, but you're worried about the body.
But that is because of my thinking about the body.
No, it's not because the thinking about the body, it's because of the pain, of the discomfort, of this, of that, yeah, of the feeling, of the bodily feeling, or the sensations that come with the body. No, the body, you know, you have to really separate out, yeah? You have to separate the citta from the body, yeah? And for that you have to see it, yeah? I mean, you don't have to see it like a Polaroid, you know, but you see it so enough that you understand it, yeah? That's why I said, you know, I mean, cut off the hand, yeah? And then look at it, you know, and then put it there. Cut off the next hand, look at that, yeah? The lower arm, the upper arm, you know, until you place it or throw it all in a heap and then look at it, yeah? And what sits there and looks at it? Huh? You have to understand that citta has to understand it, not, yeah? In the West we try to understand it here, yeah? That doesn't help us.
No, for that I understand. Yeah?
This has to understand it, yeah? Mm-hmm. So you ask the heart, you understand? No. It instantly says no. That means you have to do it again. Yeah? Until the heart says yes. Yeah? Until it clicks. Huh?
Yeah, I understand that, but that was not really my question, I think. My question was...
Yes, you have to see the body. Or at least the body part, yeah?
You can't just go to the other...
No, place. Otherwise it is just mind work, yeah? I mean, you can use the images, you know, of the anatomic atlas, you know, I mean, to view the inside of the body, yeah? And then use this image, or you can use a super pictures, yeah, that are very ample, you know, in Thailand, where people, you know, I mean, when I came to Thailand, on the first front of the newspapers was, you know, a torn up body, you know, ripped off by a car or ripped off by, you know, by a saw or something like that, and they put the picture, you know, on the front page of the newspaper, yeah. So people are very common, you know, I mean. It's very common in Thailand that you display these pictures in the West, you know, I mean, everybody gets sued for this, yeah? No, it is important to see that.
And then my questions. Thank you so much.
Huh?
Thank you. Great.
Yeah? Yeah, you have to speak up. I mean, my ears are getting...
First 2 weeks,
yeah.
I had a good meditation.
Mm-hmm.
After 3rd week started...
Yeah? Now the troubles are coming. Yeah, I mean, that is normal.
I started getting food craving.
Yeah? Yes, I mean, but I talked about it, you know, turn it into shit. Huh? Look at, you know, look at the shit around, Tuke, yeah? I mean, you see it, you know, I mean, these geckos, yeah? The shit, you know, I mean, it's like this, you know? Ah, oh, tamota, yeah? Huh? You want to eat that? No, of course you don't want to eat it. So, you switch the pictures, you know, that you crave for into something that is disgusting. Or only look at your own shit, you know, that comes out of your body. Yeah, put it in the hand and look at it, yeah? Smell it, yeah? Huh? No, you don't want to. But that's how we do it, yeah? That's how we overcome, yeah? Or, you know, reduce the desire for this or the craving for this, yeah? We turn, you know, we turn the picture because it's always with the picture, yeah? Memories are mostly, you know, it can be pictures or it can be memories of thoughts, yeah? So it is a picture. Turn the picture into something else, yeah? But train to get these pictures up. So when the food craving comes, you know, just turn it and then there's no more craving. Yeah? I know it is tough. Near the first 2 weeks, you know, nice, everything is nice, yeah? And then the difficult starts, yeah? And that's, you know, that's where we know now we have to fight. Yeah. but don't care. Yeah? Say, I mean, you know, whatever it is, am I with my Buddha or not? You know, or am I with the breath or not? Yeah?
When I'm. I'm just concentrated on
Buddha.
Yeah?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Get more interested in the Buddha. Yeah? Is it the B? Is it the U? Is it D? Or is it H? Or is it O? Yeah? Yeah? Get more interested and then all the other things will disappear. Or imagine, you know, I mean, take an internal picture of the Lord Buddha, you know, and I mean, then have that together with your word.
We have in our
I know.
So
yeah.
I try to, but sometimes it suddenly.
Yeah,
it's
coming
like terrible.
Yes. Welcome to the world. Welcome to our world. You know, that's what
I'm
is
so
happening.
Hungry.
Yeah.
I'm feeling very much irritated by this thought. I'm continuously thinking that I want this.
No, you don't want it, yeah? There's something, what is coming before the wanting? There's some sort of dissatisfaction arising. And then, yeah? What kind of thought leads to this dissatisfaction before the craving even comes, yeah? Have the sati, you know, to see the thoughts, to see the memories, yeah, that lead up to this craving. Because the craving doesn't come on its own. Yeah? The nice thing about the kalesas is, they always warn us what they're up to. But we never catch them. Yeah? They tell us, yeah, oh, yeah, that's so nice, you know, and then we are out. Yeah? Or they come, now it's calm, now I can go to sleep. Yeah? Yeah? And then they announce it, you know, and then 2 minutes later they announce it again, and the third time they said, okay, now it's like, boop, and then you're gone. Yeah? Yeah? So, I mean, if you catch that, yeah? If you catch this whole process, I mean, then you're safe, huh? Then your steering is safe. It's like you drive a car, you know. If you catch, you know, if another car, you know, comes on your way, you know, I mean, you can avoid it, yeah? That's the same thing.
I think about everybody here who are not eating afterwards.
Yeah?
After fun, at least.
Yeah?
I feel that how you all survive. Like, I am just nothing, like.
Yeah, that is good, you know. I mean, sometimes, you know, it helps me. I mean, I remember when I was the first meditation course, yeah? I mean, after 5 minutes, you know, I couldn't concentrate. On my head was down on the floor, and then I looked up. I mean, how can I sit like this, you know? I have to sit like this as well, yeah? Yeah? It gives you encouragement that other people can do it, you know. If other people can do it, you can do it as well. Okay?
Sometimes during meditation, the thought comes like Buddha, different story.
Yeah.
And Anathapindika story, like Angulimala story.
Yeah.
I just thought about that. So I should go back to Buddha or contemplate.
Yeah, yeah. No. Go back to the Buddha. Yeah. Because you really want to make the mind completely clear.
Sometimes it feels good, I'm thinking about Lord Buddha.
Yeah, of course. That's why the kilesas drive us there. But then from there on, you know, after you the story is finished, I mean, you go out in the world, you know.
Yeah.
You don't come back to the Buddha, yeah. And that's a danger, yeah. Even though the story is nice, say, you know, after I'm finished my meditation, I can think about it. But then what happens? No, when you finish your meditation, the story doesn't come up. It only comes up, you know, to distract you. Yeah? Okay.
Yeah? We will not be happy anywhere. Is it like
that? No, it's not like that.
Inside.
If we are not happy inside, wherever we are not happy. Yeah? So if we find happiness within ourselves, wherever we go, we are happy.
How to find happiness?
Yeah. Go into samadhi. Huh?
Very hard. We want
you find,
to be happy, but
you find happiness when thoughts and memories stop. Yeah, my. I mean, think about, yeah, you want to be, so you desire to be, but you have to know, I mean, if you want, you know, if you want to go from one city to the other, I mean, you have to put your foot in front of the other. Yeah? Because that's the only thing that will lead you to the other city. Yeah? So, being with the Buddha will lead you to the calm. Yeah? Or will lead you to the happiness. Yeah? Thinking about it, how long it is, you know, how long do I have to do it, you know, I mean, it will not progress, it will regress, yeah? Yeah? You understand it? Yeah? It's just like learning to walk, yeah? I often say it, you know, meditation, learning to walk. You get up, you fall over. You get up, you fall over. You want to walk. And that's why you learned it. Yeah? But you didn't have this desire that we now have, yeah? The older we get, we want it instantly. Yeah? Yeah? And that is impossible. It's a mechanical skill, yeah? Just like learning to talk, learning to walk is a mechanical skill, yeah? And meditation is a mechanical skill, yeah? We have to do the same thing, yeah? Whenever the mind goes out, we bring it back, and bring it back, and bring it back until it stays there, yeah?
Sometimes I think it is possible for me or not.
Aye, doesn't matter. I mean, when you think about your millions of lives that you have lived, you know, I mean, don't think about 40 years, you know, 40 years is still young, yeah? Even Lungta Mahabua said, as long as you can breathe in and breathe out, you can meditate. No matter what age it is, yeah, you breathe in, you breathe out, you can meditate. I mean, some people see some things, other people see other things, yeah. I mean, wherever your mind is, yeah, there are not five gates, yeah. I mean, normally what is happening, you know, most of the people, you know, don't realize it, you know, they fight with their death, you know, and so the big karma, you know, the strongest karma, you know, will just lead them off. Only if we have sati in the moment of death, and that is very difficult, yeah? Huh? And you know the pain or the desire or the craving, you know, I mean, it is difficult to overcome. So it is the moment of death, it's also difficult to overcome, yeah? But if you have sati in that moment, you can choose what kind of karma to follow, yeah? You want to go up to heaven, you want to go to hell first, yeah? And then to heaven, or heaven first, and then to hell, you know, or you want to go in the ghost realm, you have certain kinds of karma, yeah? And there you can choose. Yeah? But most of the people, 99% of the people cannot choose. They have no choice. They just follow the biggest karma or the strongest karma. Okay? There is no five doors. I've never heard of the five doors. Maybe in India there are five doors.
I heard that if you see a water flowing from elephant.
Yeah, that is Hinduism. No, I mean, it depends on your karma where you're born, yeah? Huh? I mean, if you were generous, you will be born in a rich family, you know, or you will be born in a poor family and then, you know, you will receive the riches, yeah? I mean, don't even worry now. What? We pray to Chiva. Ask him, yeah, and let me be born. I mean, look at the rich families. Are they happy? No. They're still craving for more money. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We are leaving on 10th June. We are going back to India.
You're going back to India on the 10th of June?
Day after tomorrow.
The day after tomorrow. When is your husband coming?
No, they already went to India.
They're all gone.
Younger son was quite not well.
Then call them, you know, I come in a year. I still need some time. Nah?
Yeah,
I haven't found my happiness yet, yeah? let me stay here for 3 months, yeah?
No, 3 months or 3 years.
What?
Whether I get happiness.
Okay, whatever, yeah? I mean, you can stay, you know, you can stay on if you like, yeah? There's no problem, yeah? From my side, there's no problem. Okay? Okay. What, Chris, what is it, your name, Chris?
Sebastian.
Sebastian. Yeah. So, what is your question? See, this, all this, this stuff, you know, I'm in the
first of all, I wanted to apologize because I never been to the monastery before.
Yeah.
I don't know how to behave, so...
Open your eye, open your ear, and learn.
Okay. Sometimes I can be seen as rude or something, but I don't know.
Yes. No, I mean, normally, you know, I mean, if you do something wrong, I mean, either the monks or the Thai lay people say something, yeah, and then just accept it.
Okay. So I have a few simple questions. This is about killing. How Venerable Ajahn thinks is something like the accidental kill. I mean, when I feel that something is itching me,
yeah,
or something, or a tickling or something, yeah, and I want it, and I doing a fast move, and I'm,
yeah,
scratching myself,
yeah,
and then I see that I kill some insect.
Yeah, but that is not intention. Intention, you see something and you, yeah, or you see the mosquito and said, yeah, that is the intention to kill. Everything else, you know, I mean, sometimes, you know, something, you know, itches or, you know, stinks, you know, and then we grab, you know, and then we kill it, you know, but there was no intention to kill it. Yeah. You see it and you kill it, that's it, yeah.
Okay. The second question is about meditation. Very often, I feel like I'm tired,
yeah,
or sometimes I'm sick, or
yeah,
something similar.
Yeah.
I don't feel like meditating. Should I force myself to meditate, or should I wait till I feel better or something like this?
No, I'm interested comfortable, yeah, or stand comfortable, or walk comfortable, and then look at the feeling, yeah? I mean, look at the feeling and then go back to the Buddha. Yeah? Accept the feeling. Yeah? And sooner or later you will know what is behind the feeling. Yeah? Now don't give in. Yeah?